Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Our toll-free telephone number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, if you're just getting in your car, you're headed home from work, you missed a lot going on Capitol Hill today. Robert Herr testifying before Congress. Let me start with this testimony in exchange with Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota. All the places that Biden had classified documents. Listen to this exchange really closely. It's very important.
Mr. Herr, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
And the major and his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
But don't worry, he came across as a nice, if we charged him, he'd come across as a nice, forgetful old man that we wouldn't likely get a conviction on. Excuse me? Anyway, Brett Tolman is with us, former federal prosecutor, served as the U.S. Attorney for Utah, Pam Bondi, former Florida Attorney General, here, a lot to discuss. Let's get your first reaction to the double standard, Pam, that you just heard with Congressman Kelly Armstrong.
Yeah, Sean, you know, there's a prosecutor tried two juries, hundreds and hundreds between Brett and I, probably 1,000 cases we've both tried in our careers. But I cannot believe they didn't charge him after this. What Herr did was use his ultimate prosecutorial discretion, saying, hey, if this goes to a jury, they're probably going to feel sorry for him. He's an old guy. He has horrible memory, which, of course, helps the Republicans. We all know that, but Herr said it out loud. But he put himself in the place of the jury in this investigation. But he was clear. He said, I did not exonerate Joe Biden.
And he tried, Pam, to do one other thing, and he was making comparisons to the case of Donald Trump, and he was false in his characterization because he's saying, well, Donald Trump didn't cooperate. Well, that's not true that he didn't cooperate. As a matter of fact, the FBI had full, complete access to where all of these documents were stored. They were there. They could have said, we need to take these with us. They did not. They only called back a couple of days later and said, would you mind adding another lock to the door? And they complied with that. Well, what prevented them from walking back and saying, we really need to take those documents? They shouldn't be here. They could have gotten it all voluntarily.
Absolutely nothing. And Sean, remember, President Trump would have had the right to declassify those documents. Joe Biden never had the right at any time to have any of those documents when he was a U.S. senator. If he had them legally when he was VP, he knew he was supposed to return them, and that was all established. He had them in multiple places, zero security. And the Democrats tried to say, well, Trump's documents were at Mar-a-Lago. Well, tens of thousands of people come. You and I have both been to Mar-a-Lago. That's one of the most secure places in the world. Secret Service agents are everywhere. No one could access those documents where President Trump had them.
Let me play, as we also welcome Brett to the program. I want to play three cuts back to back here. One is her saying, getting to the heart of the matter, that Joe Biden willfully retained classified materials as a private citizen, and then saying, well, the evidence didn't rise to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, so no criminal charges. And then he said, I had to consider Biden's memory, mental state, and how a jury would perceive his memory in a criminal trial. Now, that is as close to saying that Biden is mentally incompetent to stand trial because he wouldn't understand the charges against him. Wow, what a statement that is in and of itself. And lastly, he said the evidence and Biden himself put his memory squarely at issue. My assessment of his memory was necessary, accurate, and fair, and Democrats were furious about that part. But that's the hook that they used to get him off of being charged like Trump. Let me play these back to back.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence included an audio recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter. We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden. There has been a lot of attention paid to language in the report about the president's memory, so let me say a few words about that. My task was to determine whether the president retained or disclosed national defense information willfully. That means knowingly and with the intent to do something the law forbids. I could not make that determination without assessing the president's state of mind. For that reason, I had to consider the president's memory and overall mental state and how a jury likely would perceive his memory and mental state in a criminal trial. The evidence and the president himself put his memory squarely at issue. We interviewed the president and asked him about his recorded statement. Quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. He told us that he didn't remember saying that to his ghostwriter. He also said he didn't remember finding any classified material in his home after his vice presidency. And he didn't remember anything about how classified documents about Afghanistan made their way into his garage. My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair.
All right, Brett, I mean, is he not saying in that statement that this president is incompetent to stand trial, that he wouldn't even understand the charges against him?
Well, Sean, thanks for having me on, especially with Pam, my good friend, who, yep, we've tried a lot of cases, but I've also been in the heart of DOJ and at the decision-making level in the executive side of the Department of Justice. And there's two policies that nobody's talking about at issue here that are being violated. First, the policy, you'll notice nobody asked him and he didn't opine on the actual competency of Joe Biden. And the reason that is because if you have a case in which you have charged other individuals with the same or less evidence, and you are investigating that case, so you have the Trump case and the Biden case, there's one policy in DOJ that says you must charge consistent with the other cases that you have historically charged. And the only way to back out of a case where you do have sufficient evidence and you could bring the case is on the competency of the individual, and that's the other policy at issue. And her didn't opine on the competency because it's a trap. If he indicates that he's incompetent, then the left is going to lose it, and then all the ammunition, you know, political fire is going to come. So he went, it came as close as he possibly could to get to the spirit of that rule in saying, I don't believe he is competent to be tried. It's a travesty of epic proportions if you know the Department of Justice and you know how hypocritical they are to not bring this case against Joe Biden when he had no authority to declassify, and he didn't have authority when he left office to maintain possession. Both of those Trump did have.
Well, but let me ask you, Brett, I mean, he didn't have to come out and say it. He said it without actually just using the word incompetent. That's what he was saying.
That's right. He is saying he doesn't want to use the word because that brings in a whole bunch of other issues. But he is basically saying, I cannot bring this case, even though he violated the law. He did it willfully. There's criminal intent. And by the way, he lied when we asked him about it. But I can't bring it because of his mental state. What this is 200 pages of outlining an absolute horrendous handling and criminal possession of classified information given to a third party, and it did impact, it was relevant to national security. And then how do I justify not bringing this case? I have to say something that is so powerful that I can't present it to the jury, and that is that this is a doddering old fool whose memory is so bad that I'd never get a conviction on him.
I mean, that is pretty spectacular in terms of what you're rightly analyzing here. You are analyzing that perfectly. I assume, Pam, you agree with that analysis.
Yeah, and Sean, you noticed they dropped that report, the 200-something-page report on Jim Jordan just before the hearing began today with Robert Herr. So they couldn't go through his entire report. The White House dropped that on them just before the hearing, so they wouldn't be able to properly cross-examine him. It was truly unbelievable. And again, what he did, what Brett's saying, is he put himself in the role of all those jurors, saying, I don't think jurors are going to think, you know, he's a kind old man. He has bad memory, which we all know, horrible memory problems. Therefore, the likelihood of success at trial is a minimum.
Quick break. We'll come back and more on Robert Herr and his testimony before Congress today. Jim Jordan, who had an amazing day considering they dumped this on him last minute. He'll join us on Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. Quick break. Right back. More with Pam Bondi and Brett Tolman on the other side.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. and then Carvin and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carvin and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we continue. Brett Coleman and Pam Bondi are with us analyzing Robert Hur's testimony before Congress today. It was fascinating to watch the Democrats today argue that, his State of the Union address jacked up Joe. I think both of you fully understand and comprehend what I mean when I say jacked up Joe. You guys kind of get it, right? Maybe it was just Red Bull and caffeine. I don't know. I'm not a professional, but that's not the guy we have been witnessing for the last 3 years, nor was it the guy that was back out on the campaign trail with, mumbling, bumbling and stumbling again, because I guess the caffeine and Red Bull finally wore off.
You know, Sean, who you want on this? You know who you want to prosecute when you're a federal prosecutor like this and you have a case like this? You want to prosecute the guy that would be bad on the witness stand? That would be Joe Biden. He lies, frequently. His memory can be fallible. That is the guy you want to go after. And unless you think he's incompetent and you can't by policy go after him, but they didn't say that. They just said he had a bad memory and sympathy of the jury would exonerate him. That's never been a basis for DOJ to decline a prosecution.
No, it should be based on the law, shouldn't it, Pam? I mean, when you were Florida Attorney General, didn't you apply the law without thinking about what the possible result would be?
Absolutely. The law and the facts. And then previously to that, when I was a state prosecutor for 18 years. And it's something else. The defendant, Biden might not have chosen to testify. He may have not testified. So that would have applied only if he testified. Hur's assessment of Biden's memory.
Well, wouldn't they say that he's not mentally competent enough to even understand the charges?
No, that's not her decision to make. If you go to trial and a defendant is not competent to proceed, you have two, not one, psychiatrists come in and do a mental assessment of not competent to stand trial. And if his lawyers, the defense attorneys for Biden, were going to argue that, they would have had him evaluated by psychiatrists. It's not a prosecutor's job to make that assessment.
But why do you need that when you've got a Department of Justice that is so weaponized and so politicized? I mean, that's what it really comes down to, Brett, isn't it?
Yeah, what this report makes me think is it screams that they wanted the appearance of a thorough investigation, but the Merrick Garland or whoever in the department, I think, probably said the only conclusion you can bring for the sake of this country is no recommendation of no prosecution. Because if that was your end result, why the thorough investigation and outline all of the inappropriate, illegal use of classified documents and the transmission of documents and emphasize that it was it would impact national security? You don't do all of that unless midstream or somewhere along the line somebody higher up says you better make sure your conclusion is no declination of prosecution.
Unbelievable. Guys, we really appreciate your analysis. Pam Bondi and Brett Tolman, thank you both.
Stay in touch with the Hannity faithful. Join the message board at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. A lot of news out there today. Obviously, her on Capitol Hill, fireworks all day. We'll have, you know, full reports. We got a primaries in four big states tonight. We'll have coverage of that. What else do we have going on? Oh, and Joe Biden and the Biden White House, they are now saying no, they absolutely positively did not apologize for calling Lake and Riley suspected murderer an illegal 24 hours after he said, I shouldn't have used the term. I regret using the term. Well, is that not an apology? Or that you didn't like the political pushback for apologizing to that guy and not, of course, Lake and Riley's family for butchering her name at the jacked up Joe State of the Union address? Anyway, we'll get to all of this. Your calls also coming up, 800-941-SEAN. Look, months now have passed since Israel was attacked, the worst terror attack in their history. They're now in a fight for their very survival. I mean, things in the north against Hezbollah and out of Lebanon is, you know, ratcheted up over 100 rockets in a day yesterday. Anyway, it's a tough situation. They're fighting for their survival. And here's the problem. You have literally hundreds of thousands of Israelis. They can't return to their homes. They're being evacuated from the south and the north. And thankfully, there are groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, which we're so proud to partner with. They're in the middle of this every day. And they are helping out people in dire need, distributing critical essentials, food, medicine, emergency supplies. There are hundreds of thousands of suffering Israelis right now. And that's why your donation is frankly urgently needed. Whatever you can donate, there's two ways you can do it. You can dial #250, say the keyword support IFCJ, #250, support IFCJ, or their website, same name, supportifcj.org, supportifcj.org. Do it today and a generous donor will match your donation and that'll have double the impact and twice the support. At supportifcj.org. All right, back to the hearings today. I mean, we'll show a lot of this. It's great on radio, but it's better on video, especially whenever Liberal Joe melts down, and he melted down this morning about Robert Hur. He's just saying some random Adam Schiff to denigrate. He actually said the word to denigrate Biden as a kindly old man. Well, that's even in dispute. He seems cranky and angry. At least he did at the State of the Union. Listen.
I wonder what pasture he will walk off into.
I don't know.
Just kind of wander off and say, and Joe Biden, I noticed he didn't really tie his tie well. The tie knot suggested that maybe he has arthritis in his left thumb.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying this guy says such random shit. He's a kindly old man who could not remember his son's birthday. Like, he wandered off into a pasture here and, you know, maybe Arnold the Pig let him there. I don't know. No, you should apologize for her because
I shouldn't have asked.
I don't know exactly. Like, does he hope he gets a judgeship? I think he does. Yeah. I think he hopes he gets a judgeship if Donald Trump gets elected again. He's trying out because he humiliated himself with that display.
Pretty unbelievable. All right. Now, then we got this Congressman Hank Johnson. Hank Johnson, I don't know, he's been quiet over the last couple of years. We used to play Hank Johnson a lot more. He actually accused Robert Hur of trying to get Trump reelected because he thought he'd get a judgeship or a professional favor. I mean, I'm not making this up.
Are you a member of the Federalist Society?
I am not a member of the Federalist Society.
But you are a Republican, though, aren't you?
I am a registered Republican.
Yes, sir. And you're doing everything you can do to get President Trump reelected so that you can get appointed as a federal judge or perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you, and I can tell you that partisan politics had no place whatsoever in my work.
Yeah, that's the modern day left for you today. Anyway, let's get to our phones. Many of you have been very, very patient. Alan is in the great state of Ohio, the Buckeye State. What's going on, Alan? How are you? Glad you called.
Yes, Sean, been listening to you since the Mayflower, maybe even the flood. I don't know. But we know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, long time.
Thank you.
Old. You're just older than Linda. Okay. But help us out. Many people are saying this. We're just not having time, and you're too pushed to get us on the radio. But here we are. We need your assistance, your advice, your help. We know what you're going to say on the surface, but there's got to be a deeper answer. We believe the enemy is being positioned as we speak, as you speak every day. The border, illegal immigrants, okay? The illegal immigrants are made voters. Newt Gingrich talked about it Friday a little bit. He kind of hit on it. You said, help me, I don't understand. We think you do understand, okay? Because
I have a hard time getting to the point. Now, do I think ultimately Democrats would be more than willing as they have pushed amnesty in the past? Do I think that they would use that, you know, something of great worth and value in the hopes? Well, if we give you this, I hope you remember us at election time. Okay, it's a long stretch from being able to say that people, the nearly 10 million unvetted Joe Biden illegals are going to be voting in this election. Now, do we have to be on guard? Yeah, I don't think we have. We don't have anywhere near the integrity measures that we could have if we were committed to it. And I've described what that would be. And that would be, less mail-in balloting. You have one day, election day. It's a national holiday. And people show up at the polls, they present their ID, and they give signature verification. Any mail-in ballots from the elderly, infirmed, or the military, they would be, you know, we'd monitor them from the moment they arrived at any polling place. They'd be on camera. Then, of course, updated voter rolls. And then the very key component is partisan observers observing the vote count. That's the system we want. That's the system with the most integrity that would result in the most confidence in the final tally. That's not the system we have. There's nothing I can do to change that. There's nothing you can do to change it. We can't wish it away. So we got to deal with the system we have. And I know people, I have been saying this now going back to 2021, right in the beginning of 2021, Republicans better get their Adam Schiff together, and they better embrace early voting and voting by mail. It's not perfect, although Florida does a great job at it. Legal ballot harvesting. The Democrats are crushing Republicans. You need trained partisan voters in every precinct all day watching the voting and all night watching the vote counting. And some efforts to ensure mailed-in ballots cannot be accessed. I'd prefer cameras on them from the moment they arrive in every state. You can watch it 24 hours a day if you want. Now, with that said, the RNC has now gone through a massive shakeup. There was mass firings yesterday. I have confirmed with Laura Trump, and we'll have her on regularly, that she agrees with me on these issues, and she'll give us more details of what they plan to implement and how quickly they think they can get it done. Again, not the system I love, but if you can't start out Election Day down hundreds of thousands of votes and just hope that the weather's good on Election Day and you're going to make them up that day. You can't let the Democrats go into nursing homes if there's legal ballot harvesting and have everybody fill out their ballot and have some stranger walk away with them and then drop them off for them. And Republicans not match those efforts. They need to match them and surpass them. Legal ballot harvesting in terms of training people to be trained observers in every precinct. That's going to take a lot of organizing. All of these things are a heavy lift. All would contribute to more integrity and more confidence in the results. But I've been saying this for a long time, and I'm kind of angry at some people, not going to mention names, for not getting this job done. Now we have an opportunity to hit the reset button and get it done. That's the best I can offer. Now, if Democrats or if there are people in this country illegally that try to vote, I don't know what I can say about that. I mean, I would hope and think that that doesn't happen, but I by nature don't trust people. However, I think Republicans have to do everything in their power to make sure that if they're in every precinct in the country and they're trained, that hopefully that'll be a deterrent. That's what I would hope. And I'd hope that Democrats wouldn't feel that they have to cheat to win, because that would be cheating if they did that. Now, I don't see widespread use of that, but I think the end goal would be, well, if we give you citizenship, you're going to love us, right? Yeah, I think they could do that. You can buy citizenship in countries. Did you know that? Sure. You could buy a passport for another country. A lot of people don't know that. Did you know that?
Sean, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
The Electoral College is where they're going to get you. DeSantis, Abbott, Christian, all of them are sending the illegals to the blue states. No, that's pushing the Electoral College way above. Why did Hillary not? She won the popular vote in 2016, but Trump won the election. Now it's going to be reversed because now the consensus, they're using the illegals as the consensus. That's exactly what they're doing.
Listen, I don't have any evidence that that is true, and I just got to stick with what I know. If there's any case that I hear about, I promise you, I will bring it to the air. I've not heard of any efforts by anybody, any group to do that. Is it something, you know, if the people didn't respect our borders and our laws and our sovereignty and came in illegally? Yes, illegally. You know, it does raise, you know, questions. How far in their law breaking are they willing to go? I don't know. I hope not. I hope for the sake of our country, we have a free and fair election. I believe if we do, that is based on substance. I believe Republicans have a very good shot of winning. But I remind everybody that for Republicans to win, they got to run the table, man. They got to run the table.
Biden's ignoring the Constitution. He laughed.
Well, he's doing that on the border. Yeah. I mean, if it was Trump, he would have been impeached by now. But I can tell you, running the table means your state of Ohio. That means Florida. I'm not worried too much about them. That means Georgia now has become more difficult. Got to win Georgia. Got to win North Carolina. You got to win Pennsylvania. Look to win Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada. I don't know. And maybe even try to compete in a couple of blue states. I'd look at the state of New Jersey. You might be shocked at me saying that. I'd look there. I'd look at New Hampshire. Those are states I'd look at. Anyway, my friend, I hear you. But, you know, if I hear of any evidence, I will bring it to you. I've not heard of it. David in California. David, how are you?
Hey, Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Okay, thanks for having me. So I've been listening for a while because you were talking about her and you had Pam on and Brett and whatnot. So real quick on her, I listened to a little bit of the testimony this morning and some of the statements. Kind of funny. I have another take on this. Her keeps relying on this memory loss, nice old man, means well. I don't believe any jury would convict him. Why didn't you just take the case to trial then? And if he's right, Biden is exonerated, it's over. Instead, what does he do? He comes up with a flimsy excuse to not take it to trial and says, well, I don't believe a jury would convict him. So from now on, all we have is speculation as to whether or not he would have been convicted or not, right? He should have let it go to trial. And if he's right and the jury won't convict him, that's it. It's over. Biden's exonerated. I think really what happened was behind the scenes. Her knew if he took it to trial, 99% sure he'd get convicted. Can't do it.
So
her said that Biden willfully retained classified materials and then gave us a James Comey circa July 2016, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. And then he'd come across as a nice old man with a bad memory and no jury would convict him, really. But they'll go after the other guy that whose memory is sharp as a tack. And they'll say about President Trump anything that they want, but they're going to bring him to trial. That's not equal justice. That's not equal application. It really should scare every American citizen at what's happening to this country. We're losing our country right before our eyes. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. As we now say hi to Amy's in the great state of Georgia, their vote going on today. How are you?
Great, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I went and voted this morning and got to the polls early, and everything was very secure. They checked my ID. I'm confident my ballot was counted correctly, and you know, I think the process is going to go smoothly. And you know, so I got my vote in. There was early voting, but I did miss it on Friday. But I got my vote in today, and the process was smooth. And let me tell you, the death of Lake and Riley, I think, has influenced some voters here. Just the staggering difference between President Biden and former President Trump. Former President Trump, you can tell he truly cares about the people and truly cares about Lake and Riley. And whereas President Biden could care less. And
I care for this family deeply. My heart aches for them. I know something, unfortunately, that I will tell you. I don't see how they ever will be the same again. I mean, it's got to be ripping a part of their soul out. It's so heartbreaking. It really is. I pray for them. I pray for Lakin. And, you know, this president, you know, what he did by apologizing for using the word illegal but not apologize to this family is beyond any comprehension I have. He's that out of touch. I'm just out of time. We love our friends in Georgia. We'll be watching the results on Hannity tonight. We'll update you on all the her issues and testimony from today. Want to remind you that you can save money and not sacrifice service at all and join the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of us that have made the switch. It's simple, fast, and easy to Pure Talk, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company. And if you do it now, not only are you going to save, the average family saves about $1,000 a year for the exact same service, because Pure Talk uses the same exact cell towers, the same 5G network as the big carriers. But right now, they'll give you a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fee. You get a Samsung that is built to last, quick-charging battery, top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at $35 a month. You get unlimited talk and text and 15 gigs of data. And you get mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and claim your brand new, absolutely free Samsung 5G smartphone, and you're going to save a fortune on wireless starting today. That's #250, keyword save now, from our friends at Pure Talk.
John Kerry, making America green, one Learjet liberal flight at a time. You just can't make this stuff up. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We will bring you completely up to speed on her testimony tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern on Fox. We're also following 4 primaries tonight. We'll have all of the results as they come in and become available. Now the Biden White House is saying, well, we didn't apologize to the guy that is alleged to have murdered Lake and Riley. Anyway, we'll have it all. Jim Jordan, James Comer, Ted Cruz, Newt Gingrich, Laura Trump, and John Solomon. Set your DVR. We'll see you tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being with us and making this show possible. All right, picture this. You're driving on an open road, taking in all the breathtaking, beautiful views this country offers. Then, out of nowhere, you hear a noise. Your car breaks down. All right, while still frustrating, you feel protected. Why? Because you have a plan like I do through Car Shield. Now, CarShield has helped millions of drivers from having to pay back-breaking car repair costs, and costs have never been higher. All you have to do is call before a breakdown. Now, plans can pay for expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV, all for CarShield's low monthly rate that never goes up as long as you own your car. Now, with a plan through CarShield, you get protection on over 5,000 major parts and systems with just a phone call to 800-587-5060. Online, it's carshield.com/Hannity. Protect yourself from the unprecedented rise in costs for parts and repairs. 800-587-5060. Save 20%, or online, it is carshield.com/Hannity.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.